Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bannox. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment. The Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. on Monday, July 27th, in the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve updates to the junior-senior high school handbook, the district's course offerings, the virtual course catalog and handbook, and to set the dates for the Board of Education meeting during the 2026-27 academic year. The board is also expected to approve hiring a speech and language pathologist and coaches for fall sports. During the meeting, administrative and department heads' report are expected to be given. And a new nonprofit grocery store is preparing to serve Saginaw residents by expanding access to affordable, nutritious food. The Saginaw Community Food Club and Kitchen welcomed the public during an open house this week ahead of opening its membership-based grocery store. Organizers say the food club was created to address gaps in the local food system by offering fresh and healthy food choices at reduced prices for qualifying households. Residents who meet income eligibility guidelines can join the program, allowing them to shop for groceries at the nonprofit market. Supporters say the initiative is designed to make healthy food more accessible while helping families stretch their grocery budgets. And a 20-year-old Midland man is facing a felony assault charge following a road rage incident in Bay City that was captured on a vehicle's dash cam. Authorities say the confrontation happened Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. at the intersection of South Mountain and West Thomas Streets, where a Ford Fusion and a white SUV were involved in a minor traffic collision. Investigators say the driver of the Ford Fusion, identified as Rowan Crutzer, exited his vehicle after the crash. Dash camera video shows the SUV beginning to move forward before stopping. After the SUV driver got out, Crutzer allegedly struck him and with a single punch, causing the man to fall to the ground. According to Bay City Police, Crutzer later told officers he did not see the SUV before the crash and believed he was about to be hit when he threw the punch. He also told investigators he did not intend to seriously injure the other driver. The injured man was taken to a hospital where medical staff diagnosed him with a brain bleed. Prosecutors have charged Crutzer with assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a possible $5,000 fine. During his arraignment Thursday, a judge set bond at $10,000 cash surety with a 10% provision. And in our national news, the White House has officially implemented a new wave of double-digit trade tariffs hitting over 60 international trading partners, effectively placing the temporary baseline duties that expired midnight. Administration officials cited forced labor and trade enforcement concerns as the primary justification for the levies, which range from 10 to 12.5% across imported goods. The move has drawn swift pushback from congressional leaders and business coalitions who warn the higher cost will trickle down directly to retail consumers. Federal trade analysts are monitoring supply chains as major foreign allies prepare potential legal challenges and targeted reciprocal trade responses. In our international news, tensions across West Asia maritime routes reached new heights after U.S. forces conducted a 13th consecutive night of targeted strikes against military infrastructure in the region. Officials stated the operation aimed to protect commercial shipping corridors through the strategic Strait of Hormuz following repeated drone and missile engagements. In response, regional forces launched retaliation drone strikes against military installations in Bahrain and Jordan, prompting air warning sirens across multiple capitals. International energy markets reacted sharply to the security situation as crude oil benchmarks surged past $100 per barrel. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.